Now it's time for On Our Minds. This week, immigration's on our minds, with news reports that the debate over new border laws has stalled. One project in Mexico is trying to give faces to the many people who try to get into the U.S. each year. It's a photography project called MigraZoom that gives disposable cameras to people who make the dangerous trip across Mexico from Central America. And Carney Pindado helps run the project. She's a photojournalist who's been photographing migrants for years. But she says there are parts of the journey that she just can't capture.
Some parts of the area that they have to cross are extremely dangerous. For instance, there is a point that is called La Rocera. You know, it's an area in the fields that the migrants have to cross in order to avoid the migration checkpoint. So they go around, behind it. But this particular point has been extremely dangerous. For the last 10 years or so, women are constantly raped, kidnapped, people are robbed. The police robs them sometimes. The organized crime is extremely difficult as a journalist. And when I've gone there, I always go with police that they go heavily armed. So I don't think the migrants are going to be very welcoming and going to see us and run away.
Tell me about the first time you developed film from one of these cameras that you had picked up from somebody who'd taken photos along the way.
The first time that we developed the film was in Tecunuman, which is the border, the Guatemalan side of the border. And they are the balseros. They are the people that they cross migrants and merchandisers over the river, which is the natural border between Mexico and Guatemala. They are also very stigmatized because they are seen as passing criminals and passing migrants illegally. Normally, a lot of journalists will come to this point and this area and they will do, you know, pictures or film them, but they will never give them the chance to talk about what they're actually doing and why they do it. So we work with this community, we develop the pictures in Tapachula, and then we'll give them the pictures back to them, you know, choose 5 images and explain to us why those 5 images were important for them.
And I think I've seen one of these pictures. It's a photo of a man kind of chest deep in the water pulling a float full of some kind of cargo. What's the story of that photograph?
The story of that photograph is one of the person that works in that area doing exactly what I've just explained. So this is a picture of one of their colleagues. A lot of times the ones pulling the boats are kids, and the one that it looks like he's bathing, he's swimming in the river, but it's actually working. He's walking, pulling this heavy cargo.
So how did you go about finding people on their way to the United States?
Well, we work with shelters, migrant shelters, so we just went to the shelter and explained them about the project. We will give workshops, photography workshops of about half an hour to the migrants, and then we'll explain them where they can give us the camera back.
What kind of things have you learned about how the migrant process works through these photographs that as you say, as a documentary photographer yourself, you couldn't have taken?
Certainly, what is mind-blowing for me is not only the kind of images that they take, it's also the kind of a story that they tell. I mean, like, after years documenting migration, we tend to focus on the drama. However, there are also other elements. If you think about it, they live in the country mainly because of violence and lack of job opportunities, and they're very idealistic, and it's an adventure. And especially at the beginning of the journey, you can see the camaraderie that they have among them. It's about their friendship.
Could you tell me the story of one picture that kind of speaks to that sense of adventure at the beginning of the journey? Is there one picture that kind of sums that up for you?
Yeah, there is a story of one picture, which is a 13-year-old boy, a selfie, basically. And you can see his face very much out of focus and a little bit of the road he's walking on. He was traveling with his brother that was 19 years old. The brother has crossed before and now is crossing again with his little brother. And there is another group of 18, 19 years old, another 3 or 4 guys walking alone. I saw them at the beginning of the route in Tapachula. Then we give them cameras. They were very excited. Then we meet them again in Arriaga. In Arriaga, one of them told us that he didn't want to participate in the group, in the project anymore, because he has been threatened by someone by taking a picture, which we've explained to him before. Look, don't take pictures of people that you don't know, or especially use the flash at night, because if you're not in a secure place, because they can see you and you don't know who's around. If anybody asks you for the camera, just give it away. Don't risk it, because it's not worth it. So he gave the camera away, and he was fine. And then we saw them again in Istepec, and there we developed and we gave the images to the migrants, and they were all super excited about having their pictures. Some of their images are incredible, where they're on top of the trains and they're combing their hair and they just want to look cool in their images. But when we kept on talking with these people, they said the older brother was pushed out of the train by the organized crime.
So the brother of this boy, this 13-year-old boy in the photo, and I remember the photo, it's, you know, his face is kind of all scrunched up in the frame, and there's a path over his back shoulder. It looks like it's through a farmer's field. His brother was pushed out of the train, you say?
Yeah, his brother was pushed out of the train. And his friends were telling me, because I was in contact with his friends, and he said he got pushed out of the train and they didn't know where the kid was.
So the 13-year-old, you don't know where he is?
No. And I asked around in the shelters around the area where all of this happened, and nobody knew anything about it. And this is the reality of the route. So you can see the beginning of the journey as an adventure, and suddenly it turns into hell.
Over the past year, there have been reports about the number of children, people under 18, trying to cross into the U.S. In fact, I just read this morning that U.S. Customs and Border Protection estimates that they'll catch more than 60,000 children coming into the U.S. illegally this year. Have you seen more children starting to make this journey lately?
Yes, I have. I just come back from the route in Arriaga, one of the areas where we actually work on the project. And I've been 3.5 years documenting the migrant route, never seen so many women and children. There is only a small portion of teenagers that will be traveling alone. And if you think about it, if you are Central American, the age of 15, they consider you a grown-up. And also, this is an age which is a very complicated timing for them, because this is the time where the guns will want them to start working with them. So a lot of them, they're running because I don't want to get involved in the guns.
I've heard some speculation that maybe more people under the age of 18 are making this journey right now because there's a belief that children who come into the U.S. on their own get to stay. Have you heard rumors like that?
Sure, the rumor is there, and I think that's why they're taking an opportunity to run right now. But I don't think they go in because they think they're going to be allowed to be in the U.S. There was a woman yesterday on the trains with a two-month-old baby. Who will run if you don't have to with a two-month-old baby? If you talk to people, they will say, I know how dangerous it is. I mean, they're not unaware of the danger of crossing Mexico. It is every day on the news. But they say, like, I have no choice.
Is there a photo that's missing, some part of the story that's missing that you would like to see? Could you describe maybe what that photograph would look like?
The dead migrants, and it's a lot of them, the disappeared migrants in Mexico. They disappear, they vanish, entirely buses full of migrants. Children are being kidnapped and sell in the black market for organs or everything else. You don't get to see those images. I try to photograph representation of dead migrants with dolls that I found on the route. And also, I think part of what is missing is what is happening in Central America, but also what happens in the U.S. I love if some of them would have the opportunity to actually take pictures of their experience there and what happens when they get deported. Because it's very easy to say, well, we don't have to take responsibility of these children, let's take them back. But what happens with them when they are back into Central America?
Encarni Pindado is one of the founders of MigraZoom. She talked to us from her home in Mexico City. You can see pictures from the project on our website. That's ttbook.org.